Aniara presents Logged Off by Therese Loriscar.
Chapter 1. Now, I want you all to sum up the writing course in one word. Amanda enunciated every syllable as if trying to prolong the moment as much as possible, which couldn't have been further from the truth. I knew she was dreadfully tired of this course that her agent Ravi had forced her to teach. According to him, it would be good for her image. I absently fiddled with the mobile phone in front of me, spinning it round and round on the tabletop, whilst half listening. Amanda had made me promise not to scroll through social media during her lessons. Still, I couldn't help wondering what I was missing on all my feeds. I hadn't written much during the course. The words rarely came to me on demand. I wrote best in my flat. Every time Amanda handed out assignments, my mind went blank. Sometimes I'd managed to produce something that almost counted as a full paragraph, but I never had anything to read out during the reading round that concluded each lesson. I had, however, helped the other students countless times when they got stuck. I was happy to help, but it was frustrating that my own writing wasn't progressing. I sighed contentedly at the thought that this was the last day of the course. From now on, I was imposing a strict ban on enrolling myself in any more writing courses. This had to stop. I'd recently paid £3,000 for an online course with a major agency here in London. They'd promised that we participants would be able to show our work to agents and bypass the so-called slush pile, where most unsolicited manuscripts end up. But I'd immediately clashed with the course leader, an established writer with an oversized ego. He'd criticized my work from the start. If it wasn't the wrong introduction, it was the wrong genre, wrong characters, or wrong setting. And in the end, he'd said that with my Irish background, I'd never make it as an author in England. I'd left the course on the spot. But here I was, back in the classroom, on Amanda's crime writing course. She'd tried to convince me not to enroll. Why was I shelling out money I didn't have to listen to her prattle on about how to write crime fiction when I was already a writer? The only problem with that statement was that I wasn't really a writer at all. I'd written manuscript after manuscript. But I hadn't secured a single book deal. I hadn't even managed to get an agent to take me on. No agent meant no publisher, and no publisher meant no book. That was one of the reasons I'd signed up for this course. Even though crime fiction wasn't my genre, I preferred writing relationship novels. Tales set in beautiful locations where I could really let my imagination soar. Where the stories nearly bordered on poetry. But it was a genre that didn't appeal to the masses, I'd been told more than once. That's why I'd taken this course, to see if it might get things moving in my head. It hadn't. Success, the woman sitting to my right suddenly exclaimed. Her name was Natalie Brown. We'd had a major falling out over a dialogue assignment. She'd complained to Amanda about being forced to work with someone who wasn't as talented as she was. In the end, she'd switched writing partners, and I'd been left to deal with the assignment on my own. Although Amanda had done her best to smooth things over, I'd been hurt. The ironic part was that before that incident, Natalie hadn't minded emailing me her short stories every other week for proofreading. So even though she didn't think I was as sharp as she was, my eyes were apparently good enough for free editing. Now Natalie was beaming, sitting ramrod straight in her chair. In front of her lay a manuscript that she hadn't just printed out, but had got professionally bound as well. A novel that I'd helped polish, I realised when I saw the title. I looked away and twirled a pencil through my long red hair. Anything to resist the urge to unlock my screen and find out what I'd missed in the writing world while sitting here. Instead, I carefully fingered the yellow notebook hidden in my handbag. Inside was the story I wrote when no one was looking. It centred on a young Irish woman who'd lost her mother as a child and was now trying to find her footing in adult life. I noticed Amanda staring at me, so I shoved the book deep into my bag and turned my attention back to Natalie.